8:31. This is a morning conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It is almost summer. Well, technically it's a month away, but it's almost June, not far off, and that means movies in the park back at Roseburg Stewart Park. Tracy David of Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, talk about movies in the park. I understand you guys have figured out what movies to show this summer.
Yes. So, we've selected four movies that we think kids and families will enjoy. We have on the 7th, we're going to be showing Wish. And we also have some pre-movie entertainment lined up for these movies. So at 7:30, we'll start out with the Roseburg Public Library joining us with some free books for kids and ways to sign up for your library card. And we'll also have Stefano Ibani, who's a comedian and magician, out of Portland, but born and raised in Rome. And he sounds like he's going to be a huge hit, very interactive, fun comedy show. So that'll be fun. That's on June 7th. And then on the 14th, we'll start out with Wildlife Safari, bringing some animals to the park. And then we'll follow that up with the movie Migration. And then on June 21st, DFPA is going to be out with Smokey the Bear. And also they're going to bring one of their fire engines. And you can get your picture taken with Smokey. They're going to read a story about Smokey the Bear and how he became such an icon. And we're going to follow that up with the movie Elemental. And then on the 28th, wrapping up our season, we're going to have You Act Out performing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And lucky enough, we're going to follow that up with the movie Wonka, which kind of talks about how Willy Wonka came to be.
Wow. So you've got quite the lineup there. A lot of these kind of organized with the pre-entertainment as well. And talk about how the event kind of plays off if somebody's never been there.
Yeah, so come on out to Stewart Park. We set up our area down on the lawn in front of the half shell. And you can come early and set a blanket out or some lawn chairs if you'd like. And we have concessions available for sale, popcorn, candy. We'll have cotton candy there this year for sale for $5 a cone. And we'll also have some face painting. So that'll be available every night. That'll all be available for purchase. And then 7:30 starts our pre-movie entertainment. And then that should wrap up close to dusk when we will start the movie once it's dark enough.
And it's on a big giant screen.
Yes, we have a huge inflatable screen that we set up on the half shell. We have a group of great volunteers that help us get everything ready to go every night. And it's just a really great time. There's no better place to watch a movie than out in nature. You have the nice sound of the river behind you and the trees and fresh air. It's really fun.
And how long has this been going on?
This has been going on for years and years. I think 2012 or 10 may have been the first year. So it's been quite a while. It's been a success, and we've made some changes here and there on when we show the movies, and every time it just works out that June is the best month. There's other things going on at the half shell in July, and we've always just nailed it out in June, and it's been great.
And I just looked at the extended outlook. Actually, June looks pretty good.
Yeah. Weather-wise, we're hoping that it's going to work out. In the past, we've had some inclement weather. We've had to reschedule. So make sure you follow us on Facebook to find out the latest details if the weather looks a little iffy.
And you've got the volunteers. You've got everything that takes place. Talk about sponsor.
So Rogue Credit Union is our sponsor that has helped us out with these movies. They'll be out, or at least they'll have a table there at the events, and you can talk to them if you're interested in any Rogue Credit Union information. And we really appreciate their support. They were our sponsor last year as well, and it went off without a hitch.
And one of the things people may not realize is when you're showing a movie in a public setting like this, you can't just get a copy the traditional way. It's kind of like doing a concert.
Yes, you need to purchase the rights to play the movie for the public. So Rogue really helps us out in that end, and that's how we're able to do it.
Right, a lot going on with movies in the park, and it does look like this year should be pretty good weather-wise. What was it, 2 years ago, we just couldn't cut a break there.
I know, I think we ended up playing one movie every month because the weather was just every weekend. It was so bad, and we kept having to push it back and push it back. But that, we got it done.
That was that year that the rain always seemed to come on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
The rest of the week had been fine.
Yes. We were being punished for something.
Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty amazing. A lot of places have done this over the years, and a lot of communities do it for a period of time. Why has it worked here for so long and remained so successful?
You know, I don't know. I think we just have a great community that comes together to enjoy things like this. You know, if we didn't have anybody coming out to participate, we probably wouldn't do it. So it's a huge thank you to the community, because without you, we wouldn't be able to continue it.
And you really set it up as a family event, not a place to just drop off your kids and run.
Yes. In fact, we do ask that kids 13 and under are accompanied by an adult or legal guardian. And also remember that parks are non-smoking and we don't allow alcohol at this event. So just a couple of things to keep in mind before you head out with the family. And also we do like to let people know that, you know, dogs are cute and cuddly. I have dogs. I love my dogs. But we ask that you leave dogs at home for this one.
They don't generally track with the movie anyway.
Not typically, although I think one year we did have one movie that was all about animals, and they probably would have enjoyed that one.
Well, okay. But yeah, leave them at home. So people want to find out more about movies in the park or other things happening throughout the summer. Where do they go?
They can check it out on our Facebook page or Roseburg Parks and Recreation. They can also check our website at cityofroseburg.org and just hit the Parks and Recreation Department to learn more about the event.
All right, Tracy David, City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.